وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله تعالى. May Allah جل وعلا increase the sister in خير, protect her, make her firm. I advise the sister clearly first to be surrounded by a good people, by a good believers. She needs always to have a good company around her. Counsel them, take their advice. Ask them whatever she feel weak, they aid her, they support her, they protect her according to the ability. It's very important. Ashab Allah Jalla wa'ala ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, patient with those good believers. It's very important for the believer. It doesn't matter in which stage he is, to be always surrounded by good people, especially in the beginning. Here is my second advice to you. The beginning always hard. The starting is the main matter state in your faith life is the beginning, when you start it. If you start it correctly, you will continue correctly. If you start it weak, it's going to be a big hassle for you in the future. That's why, my dear sister, you need to be firm from the beginning. You need to be strong. The beginning always hard. Also, your sisters and your surrounding, your community, they need to support you the most in this stage, more than any stage in the future. Don't rush in making movements. Always counsel people who have an experience in this matter. Always counsel them and take their advice. Also, I advise you to be firm and expose your faith clearly to your family and everybody. Don't worry, they're gonna put big pressure on you in the beginning only. After that, when they feel that you are firm and you are strong, they're gonna release their pressure slowly, step by step. And they see that because you are in the beginning, so they have big hope of dragging you back, of pulling you out. You understand? When this hope decrease, their prayer will be decreased too, and they're gonna be put in the end in the reality. Accept you like how you are, or leave you as a whole, and all is good for you, inshallah. Like I said to you, that's why you need a big support and aid from your surrounding to replace that gap between you and your family. Allah musta, may Allah make things easy on you. Regarding your issue and what you asked about, in our religion, in Islam, whenever an individual in any kind of forced situation, he will be excused. However, whenever you are in a forced situation, you don't have other option except that option, you've been forced to it, don't worry, you will be excused. Like how Allah said in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. If someone denounce the kufr or denounce anything that anything that could nullify the faith, but by force, then Allah will excuse him. Imagine. And this ayah came to the Prophet ﷺ because the story of Ammar ibn Yasir, one of the companions, he'd been beaten up and they killed his parents and they forced him to say the kufr word and to swear the Prophet ﷺ. So out of fear, he responded to them and he said what they asked me to do. Then he came back to the Prophet ﷺ and he was very sad. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, the Prophet ﷺ gave him this ayah. After Allah sent it down to him, he gave him this ayah. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, don't worry, if they return back to you and they force you again, respond to them and you'll be excused. So his story is the same. Not just that. The ulama of the ummah, like Taymiyyah and others, they believe that he doesn't need even to made up one day. Because you broke that day by drinking alcohol, for example, wine or whatever, don't worry, it's not counted. You are completely excused, and your fasting is still valid. Just continue, and you doesn't need to make it up again in the future. No need, just continue your fasting. That's how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rufi an ummati al-khata wal-nisyan wa mastukrihu alayhi." Allah has raised his pen on anyone, may Allah excuse anyone in forgetfulness, or he did something by mistake, or by force. Those three categories is under excuse. May Allah make things easy for you, and don't worry. Trust on Allah Jalla and have big hope on Him. Pray always in the night and do dua for Allah Azza wa Jal to save you and grant you success and keep you firm in your deen. And you will achieve it sooner or later, bi-nillah. Wafaqan Allah iyyakum.